Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show where we give you the latest on what's going on in and around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Coming up on the program, we have Nick Agar Johnson. He is the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. We're going to discuss a lot of things, including the NBA trade deadline. But I'm going to start off with my top three storylines from what's currently going on in the association. As you heard, we'll start off with the NBA trade deadline. A lot of moves that were made during this week. The Orlando Magic, they cleaned house and then some. A lot of people may say Orlando was the winner in the trade deadline, and rightfully so. But I'm going to say I think the winner in the trade deadline was the Denver Nuggets. Denver, they've already got a young team, already a great team with Nikola Jokic. Also, you've got Paul Millsap. You also have Jamal Murray. And they continue to add to their already talented roster with Aaron Gordon. The Denver Nuggets will receive Aaron Gordon, and also they receive Gary Clark in this deal. And in return, Orlando will receive R.J. Hampton, Gary Harris, and Denver's first-round pick in 2025. Denver is ready to take that next step in the West. We know what's going down in the West with the likes of, the Lakers and the Clippers in Utah, and Denver is right in the mix. Denver's been in the thick of things for about, say, the last almost 3 or 4 years or so. Denver's ready to play. Denver's ready to rock now that they've got Aaron Gordon, who is one of the rising stars, one of the top impact players in the league. So I think the real winner in this one, in my opinion, was the Denver Nuggets for landing Aaron Gordon. That was a big move for them. Also, I could say that a big move, the Portland Trail Blazers wound up getting Norman Powell. I thought the Raptors would actually keep Norman Powell, but I'll get more into detail about the trade deadline in the interview coming up with Nick Agar Johnson. But again, Portland added another scorer with Norman Powell. Again, in that deal, the Portland Trail Blazers received Norman Powell, and the Toronto Raptors will get Rodney Hood and Gary Trent Jr. Rodney and Gary are very formidable players, but I think Norman Powell, man, he's been coming of age the last couple of years for the Raptors, especially the year that they won the championship in 2019. So definitely moving and shaking in the trade deadline. I'm a little perplexed about this deal with the Hawks and the Clippers. Lou Williams returning to Atlanta to play for the Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks receive Lou Williams, while the Los Angeles Clippers will receive Rajon Rondo. This one remains to be seen. I'm not too sure about this one. Maybe this will be a good deal in this one. Maybe we'll see playoff Rondo. I don't know. Again, I have that interview coming up a little bit later with Nick Agar Johnson. We go further into detail about the moving and shaking around the NBA trade deadline. My next storyline is going to be the King, LeBron James, man. LeBron James is going to be out. The expected diagnosis is currently 4 to 5 weeks with a high ankle sprain. This really hurts. We know that LeBron has been the Iron Man of the NBA for a long time. And, the Lakers can't afford to lose him. Yeah, the Lakers, They won recently, but they've had their troubles. They've had their troubles losing games, and you can tell they miss his presence. They miss his presence, and they miss also Anthony Davis's presence, who is still out with that calf strain. I think, the Lakers, with all being said, there were reports that they were possibly going to get Kyle Lowry. That didn't happen. The Lakers decided they didn't. The Lakers actually didn't make any moves in the trade deadline, but they have a talented team. They have Kyle Kuzma. They have Dennis Schroeder. But they got to get LeBron back soon. I think more so, and also too, they need Anthony Davis back. I think they can't go too long without both of their superstars. I think if the one that needs to come back the earliest, it has to be Anthony Davis. You know, he's a little bit younger. You know, his defense is top-notch. Matter of fact, the Lakers are like the best defensive team in the league. And again, myself and Nick will talk about this later in the interview. But LeBron going down, that hurt, not just hurt the Lakers, but it hurt all of the NBA and all of the fans worldwide. I think I see LeBron possibly being out a little bit longer. AD will come back before him, and I think that LeBron will definitely be ready for the playoff run, and the Lakers can definitely get back on track on where they need to be at the top of the Western Conference. And for my last storyline, the future of the NBA, LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball fractured a bone in his wrist against the Clippers this week. For the diagnosis was that he was going to be out for the season, but now he had surgery this week, and they're saying that there's a strong chance that he could possibly be ready for the playoff run. So definitely people, Charlotte Hornets fans out there, and even basketball fans were very worried because they didn't know the situation with LaMelo. They knew that he suffered this wrist injury, and everybody was in panic mode for a moment. And they said that him fracturing the bone in his wrist out for the season. But after the surgery, they said there's a strong possibility he could come back. And I don't know if they should rush him like this, but if they bring him back, I mean, again, Charlotte, yeah, we've got Philly, Brooklyn, and Milwaukee at the top of the Eastern Conference, and then you've got the Knicks and then the Hornets are right there in the mix. So really, the East is really for the taking. Yeah, there's Brooklyn, there's Philly, there's Milwaukee, but the East is really there for the taking. So it could go either way in this one, and it's going to be interesting what happens with how Charlotte handles this LaMelo Ball situation. But one thing is certain: he is a once in a lifetime talent, and you really need to be careful how they handle this situation. All right, that concludes segment one of the program. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the latest league leaders and the standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
Imagine cooking dinner with Blue Apron. Finally unwinding. Trying new recipes for your lifestyle, like vegetarian, WW approved, carb conscious, and more. Learning new skills. And discovering new territory. All without breaking your budget. Imagine all this in one box delivered right to your door. Check out Blue Apron's new wellness menu and get $80 off your first four orders when you visit blueapron.com/80off.
145.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2 and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar face, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
5 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt.
I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands. Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired sports commentator Dick Vitale.
Tonight's matchup is me versus an ugly fender bender. If I can eke out a win, it would be a miracle, baby.
Mr. Vitale, it wouldn't be a miracle because GEICO gives you a team of experts to help manage your claim.
It's going to be a nail-biter.
Nope. The GEICO team is there for you 24-7.
Now that's a dipsy dude, dunkaroo of a claims team. GEICO is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's get you caught up currently on the league leaders in the National Basketball Association. Let's start off with the category of points per game. Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards remains the league's leading scorer. He's averaging 31.7 points per game. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaging 30 points a game. Coming in at third is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's averaging 29 points per game. Coming in fourth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 28.6 points per game. Coming in the fifth spot is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. And in sixth is Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. So Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards maintaining his lead as the league's leading scorer. Next up is rebounds per game. We have Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14.3 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13.3 points per game. Coming in the third spot is Jonas Valanciunas from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 12.5 rebounds a game. Coming in at fourth is Enes Kanter from the Portland Trail Blazers. Also coming in at fifth is Nikola Vucevic from the Chicago Bulls. And then in the sixth spot, of course, is Giannis from the Milwaukee Bucks. Next category is assists per game. We have James Harden. He's the league leader from the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaging 11.2 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 10.3 assists per game. Coming in the third spot is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 9.5 assists per game. Coming in fourth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. And then in fifth is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in the sixth spot is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. Next category that we have is steals per game. The league leader is T.J. McConnell from the Indiana Pacers, followed by in the second spot is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming in the third from the Toronto Raptors is Fred VanVleet. Then in the fourth spot we have is Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. Coming in at fifth is DeLon Wright from the Sacramento Kings. And then Nikola Jokic comes in at number six. The next category is blocks per game. Miles Turner remains the leader from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 3.5 blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert. He's averaging 3 blocks per game. Coming in the third spot is Clint Capella. And fourth is Nerlens Noel from the New York Knicks. Coming in at number five is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. And the sixth spot is Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. The league leader is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's shooting at 65%. Coming in the number two spot is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings. In the third spot is Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers. Coming in at number fourth is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. In the fifth spot is Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. And coming in at number six is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. The league leader in three-point percentage is Tony Snell from the Atlanta Hawks. He's shooting at 56%. Coming in at number two is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. Coming in at number three is Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz. Coming in at the fourth spot is Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks. Coming in at number fifth is Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers. And in the sixth spot is Maxi Kleber from the Dallas Mavericks. Next category is three-point field goals made. Coming in at number one is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's made 182 three-point field goals this year. Tied for second is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings and Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. Coming in the fourth spot is Duncan Robinson from the Miami Heat. And then at number five is Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. Next category is free throw percentage. Tied for first place is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns and Jordan Clarkson from the Utah Jazz. They're both shooting at 94% from the free throw line. Coming in at number three is Damian Lillard, followed by number four is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. Number five is Steph Curry, and then number six is Kemba Walker from the Boston Celtics. And then the category that we have is minutes per game. James Harden remains the leader and the most minutes played in the league. He's averaging 38 minutes per game. Coming in at number two is Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. He's averaging 37 minutes a game. Coming in third spot is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Tied for the fourth spot is Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers, followed by Damian Lillard. And in the sixth spot is Harrison Barnes from the Sacramento Kings. Those are your current league leaders in the association. Now let's get you caught up on the standings, the current standings in the NBA. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference. The number one spot belongs to the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a record of 32 wins and 13 losses. Coming in at number two is the Brooklyn Nets. They have a record of 31 wins and 15 losses. Coming in at number three is the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a record of 29 wins and 15 losses. Coming in at number four is the Charlotte Hornets with a record of 23 and 21. Coming in at the fifth spot is the New York Knicks, followed by the Atlanta Hawks at the sixth spot. Boston comes in at number seven, followed by the Miami Heat at number eight. Indiana is at number nine. Chicago comes in at number 10. Toronto follows up at number 11, followed by Cleveland at 12. Washington is at 13. Orlando is at 14. And then the Detroit Pistons round out at number 15. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. It's always tight in the West. The Utah Jazz are currently number one with a record of 33 wins and 11 losses, followed by the Phoenix Suns. They have a record of 30 and 14. The Los Angeles Clippers are third with a record of 30 and 16. The Los Angeles Lakers have dropped due to those injuries to LeBron and AD, but however, they're still in the race. They're currently at number four with a record of 29 and 17. The Denver Nuggets are fifth, followed by the Portland Trail Blazers coming at the sixth spot. Coming in at number seven is the Dallas Mavericks. Coming in at number eight is the San Antonio Spurs. In the ninth spot, we have the Memphis Grizzlies. Golden State comes in at number 10. Sacramento is at 11, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans is at number 12. Oklahoma City is at 13. Houston is at 14, and at number 15, are the Minnesota Timberwolves. So that's your league leaders and your standings in the association. Coming up after the break, I have an interview with Nick Agar Johnson. He is the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Recruiters, hiring managers, and business owners, reduce your cost per candidate by about 50% by partnering with CareerBuilder. Our technology helps optimize your process and connect you to qualified, diverse candidates at every stage of the hiring funnel. From your job posting to automatic candidate engagement and one-click apply. CareerBuilder Talent Acquisition Suite. Software packed with talent. Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com/recruit.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
Progressive presents. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The sounds of the old world.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Click to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Click, you can accelerate business value from data on Click's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit click.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Click. That's Click, click.com/welcome home.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever is going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR Talent, Time, Benefits, and Payroll. Informed by data and designed for people.
Played just amazing basketball in the bubble during the playoffs. One of the key components to the Lakers winning a title. LeBron, ooh, down he goes and he grabs his ankle. LeBron with his right ankle and he's hurting.
Looks like that it rolled up on or something because there was a double team there. And when he went down to the floor to try to get the semi-loose ball, that's when he got the ankle injury. And you can see how he's writhing in discomfort here. So we'll take a timeout and see the extent of it when we come back. Rolled up on, and it's not your atypical type of sprain because it's like an inversion where normally sprain you turn it the other way. He turned it in. Those are really can be really painful. I'm very curious to see how he responds after he's trying to stay on the floor right now.
And he's going to shoot from the corner.
Possession for the Hornets. LaMelo can't cash in. Hornets down 17. And again, wonderful anticipation by LaMelo. And LaMelo, a hard dribble, hits the deck and he'll have free throws. And I love it. Two Hornets immediately come to his help to bring him up.
Yeah, I love the fact he just missed two shots on that previous offensive possession. Maybe the first one ill-advised, the second one a little quick, but still has the attack mentality to play downhill and get to the line.
Three steals for the 19-year-old. Fox Sports South, Southeast, and Carolina.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's been a weird, strange of events happening lately in the National Basketball Association with injuries to one of the greats of all time, LeBron James, and an injury to the future of the league, LaMelo Ball. We'll talk about those injuries as well as the NBA trade deadline that has just passed. We want to welcome to the program the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast, and he's also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and also a writer for Nets Republic. Let's welcome him to the program. It's Nick Agar Johnson. Hey, Nick, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Ed. It's great to talk about basketball on Friday afternoon.
You're right about that. Absolutely, my man. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So we're going to talk more about LeBron and LaMelo in just a little bit. But let's start off with the NBA trade deadline for a moment. I want to start off with one of the blockbuster deals that we had for the Orlando Magic. they really went and shipped out a lot of their talented stars. Let's start off with Nikola Vucevic. Nikola Vucevic was dealt to the Chicago Bulls along with Al-Farouq Aminu, and in return, Orlando gets Wendell Carter Jr., Otto Porter, and first-round picks in 2021 and 2023. I was a little bit shocked about the Vucevic being dealt. Kind of give me your take on what happened with Nikola being dealt to Chicago.
So it certainly seemed like in the days leading up to the trade deadline that Orlando was going to make some moves but probably hold on to Vucevic. And instead of sort of having a fire sale, they really just sort of nuked the whole roster in Orlando. And part of that was, ending up agreeing to a trade for Vucevic. So for the Orlando side of things, it's really just that they were having a really tough season, both injury-wise and sort of record-wise, even among the guys who were healthy. So now they're clearly looking to make a push for a top five pick in the upcoming draft. It's interesting, I think, that they took a flyer on Wendell Carter Jr., who has shown some serious flashes when he's been healthy, but has really struggled on the health front. For the Chicago side, I think this really solidifies them as a team that might even push for home court advantage next season and certainly are looking to sort of get out of the play-in mix for the playoffs. They're currently the 10th seed in the East, but I think they have a good shot to make it up maybe even to the 7 or 8 seed, depending on how the rest of the season goes for them with Vucevic now in Chicago.
Yeah, Vucevic definitely brings an interesting element to Chicago, like you said, Nick. And, of course, we can't forget about Chicago. They have Zach LaVine and also Lauri Markkanen is in the mix as well. So this definitely positions Chicago to try to move up, as you said, going from 10th to possibly maybe getting an 8th spot or even a 7th spot. But Orlando, I thought, you know, it kind of makes sense of the other picks we're going to talk about. But I really thought Vucevic was going to kind of stay around maybe a little bit longer. But nevertheless, Nikola Vucevic and Alfa-Ruka Aminu were dealt to the Chicago Bulls. And in return, Orlando will get Wendell Carter Jr., Otto Porter, and first-round picks in 2021 and 2023. All right, Nick, let's stay with Orlando. Aaron Gordon, one of the premier rising stars in the league, one of the top high flyers, a guy that definitely plays above the rim. Denver's already young and talented, and they continue to add that because the Denver Nuggets receive Aaron Gordon and Gary Clark. And in return, Orlando will get R.J. Hampton, Gary Harris, and a first-round pick from Denver in 2025. What went wrong with – we heard a lot of things happening with Air in terms of being frustrated with the future trajectory of the Magic. What else went wrong with Aaron's time in Orlando?
Well, I mean, Dwayne Wade robbing him of a dunk contest win was one of the things that went wrong for him. No, but on a more serious note with Gordon, I think the issue with him in Orlando is just that they weren't really sure what they wanted to do with him role-wise. I mean, he spent a lot of time for them as a small forward, which I don't think is a natural position for him. He spent a bunch of time at power forward with really a logjam for the Magic at center, you know, not only with Vucevic, but Mo Bamba, recent high draft pick as well on the roster, and Ken Burch actually being ahead of Mo Bamba in the rotation. It really sort of cut out opportunities for Aaron Gordon to play, you know, power forward or center, where I think he can be an incredibly useful piece as someone who can not only be a high flyer, but also is a really solid passer and has shown some defensive versatility. I think this trade was a huge win for Denver because I think he'll be a wonderful fit alongside Nikola Jokic. But with Orlando, I think part of the problem was that Gordon sort of vacillated between being the guy that they were building around and sort of being a secondary piece behind Nikola Vucevic and various other high draft picks that came into the Magic rotation after Aaron Gordon. So he'll get another shot in Denver at sort of a bigger role, I think a better defined role in Denver, certainly. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But, you know, again, for Orlando, it's really just that they've sort of blown up this roster and they're already towards the bottom of the standings. They're going to be falling even further and hopefully getting one of the top five picks in this upcoming draft where all five of the top guys in this 2021 draft class look like they'll be really exceptional players.
Yeah, they should be exceptional players. But, man, Denver just got so much better with adding Aaron Gordon. Again, with Nikola Jokic is there, Paul Millsap, Jamal Murray. Man, what a phenomenal player he is. And Denver just gets better again with the acquisition of Aaron Gordon going to Denver coming from Orlando. All right, another trade I want to discuss, Nick, is the Houston Rockets and the Miami Heat. Victor Oladipo will be headed to the Miami Heat. And in return, the Rockets will receive Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk, and a 2022 right to swap a first-round pick. All right, what was the allure of Oladipo? In your opinion, what was the allure or the interest in Miami wanting to receive Victor Oladipo?
So for Miami's side, they really didn't give up very much in terms of players that were heavily involved in their rotation. Avery Bradley's been hurt and been in and out of the rotation for them. Kelly Olynyk has played a decent amount for them this season, but they sort of got their Kelly Olynyk replacement earlier in the day when they traded for Nemanja Bjelica. So for Miami, this is really a low-cost flyer on a guy in Oladipo who has not played very well this year, but as recently as 3 years ago was an all-star and one of the 20 best players in the NBA probably. So they get a low-cost flyer on Oladipo. If he plays really well down the stretch run of the season, then maybe they offer him a contract in the offseason. And if he sort of plays in a similar way to how he's played in Indiana and Houston this season, then maybe they just let him walk.
All right, so Oladipo heads down to Miami. Now, this is a trade that I'm a little bit puzzled about, Nick. The Atlanta Hawks receive Lou Williams, cash, and a second-round pick from Portland in 2023 and a second-round pick from the Clippers in 2027. And in return, the Clippers will receive Rajon Rondo. This is an interesting trade right here because Lou Williams had been playing very well, and I don't know. I mean, Rondo had played exceptionally well during much of the year while in Atlanta, but I don't know. I'm kind of a little puzzled by this trade right here. We know that the Clippers, I mean, Patrick Beverley is not your traditional point guard, but Lou Williams, he's not a traditional point guard either, but he's always been efficient. He's always been one to score a lot of points. Rondo is your traditional point guard, scores when needs to. He's very efficient, but what are your thoughts on this trade?
I think that if you look at this trade in terms of how they've both been playing this season, it looks like a really terrible move for the Clippers. But I think this is a trade that you really have to wait to judge it until the playoffs, because ultimately, while if you just sort of look at their play this season, you would wonder why are they, you know, giving up assets to get Rondo and also sending away Lou Williams. But I think this is really a playoff-focused trade because Lou Williams has been an exceptional scorer in the regular season, but if you look at his playoff numbers, he has really, really struggled in the postseason. Whereas Rondo, you know, the whole playoff Rondo thing is that he consistently plays much, much better in the postseason than he does in the regular season. So if the Clippers have a couple of good Rondo games in the second round and maybe even the conference finals, I think this could be a big win for them. But if you just sort of look at how they've both been playing this season, it makes pretty much no sense for the Clippers. But really, I think this is just a playoff-focused maneuver, and they're hoping that the Rajon Rondo that the Lakers got in the postseason last year is the Rajon Rondo that the Clippers are going to get in the postseason this year.
Okay, let's move along now to the Portland and Toronto deal. The Toronto Raptors shipped Norman Powell to the Portland Trail Blazers, and Norman Powell was a highly respected player during his time in Toronto. The Blazers received Norman Powell, and in return, Toronto will receive Rodney Hood and Gary Trent Jr. Again, I'm a little bit puzzled by this trade, Nick, because Norman made a lot of difference in Toronto with helping out, being a complimentary piece to players like Pascal Siakam, also Kyle Lowry, and Fred VanVleet. What, in your opinion, what was the deal behind this trade?
So I have to be honest, I'm a little bit puzzled by it too, but I think really the situation here is that Norm Powell is about to be an unrestricted free agent. He technically has an $11 million player option for next season, but given how he's played this year, I think there's basically a 0% chance that he picks up that option unless he gets injured or something. So whoever Norman Powell plays for, that team is either going to have to pay him a lot as an unrestricted free agent in this upcoming free agency, or they're just going to have to let him walk. So I think Toronto sort of decided, you know what, Gary Trent Jr. is going to be a restricted free agent, not an unrestricted free agent, and he's probably going to get a much smaller offer in free agency than Norm Powell is. So I think this is sort of a future-focused move for the Raptors in terms of sort of maneuvering their cap space. But for Portland, I think Norm Powell could be a really huge piece for them. I think he fits a little bit better alongside Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum than Gary Trent did. And, you know, they also had to give up Rodney Hood, which will certainly weaken their wing rotation. But I think that Toronto ultimately came out on top in this move. Obviously, we'll have to see how they play the rest of the season before we can really judge. But I was a bit puzzled by this one, too. And I think that Toronto ended up getting the better end of this deal.
Okay, let's move along now. Again, Orlando just continued to dismantle their team. As you said, Nick, the Orlando Magic traded another young rising star in Evan Fournier. He was traded to the Boston Celtics, and in return, Orlando is going to receive two future second-round picks from Boston. We don't know who these second-round picks are, but we do know the talent that Evan Fournier presents for Boston. It's been a tough year for the C's, and just kind of give me your thoughts on Evan headed to Beantown.
I think he's a great fit for the Celtics, and Danny Ainge almost traded for Nikola Vucevic and Aaron Gordon and LeBron James as well at the trade deadline, but unfortunately came so close and just fell short on those trades for Danny Ainge. But in terms of the trade that he actually did make with Fournier, I mean, he really bolsters the Celtics bench, and the Celtics starting unit has been pretty consistently solid throughout the season, but their bench has just struggled mightily to score, and what Fournier adds is a solid spacer from three-point range. You could really sort of fill it up at all three levels, but particularly from beyond the arc. And defensively, he's not great, but he's also not really terrible at all. And, you know, he's got wing size, so the Celtics can sort of use him in switching defensive schemes pretty reasonably. He's not going to get, you know, absolutely roasted, even if he might not be the best defender in the world. So I think this was a really good move for Boston, and I think they probably should have tried to do a little bit more than this, just based on where they are in the standings currently. But this was a good pickup, I think, for the Celtics. And for the Magic side of things, you know, they were not going to be playing particularly well down the stretch of this season anyway, so they at least get a little something from the Fournier side of things in terms of those second-round picks.
With all of these draft picks that we have, Nick, I want to know, do you think Orlando could be in the sweepstakes to possibly land Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State?
I think they're definitely in the sweepstakes. I mean, they're already, you know, towards the bottom of the standings. I think they were fourth as of the end of yesterday's games, by which I mean fourth from the bottom standings-wise. The sort of redoing of the lottery odds means that even if they have the worst record in the league, they still have a chance to fall out of the top four. But, you know, I think that between Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, Jalen Green, and Jonathan Kuminga, if you get a pick in the top five of this year's draft, you're going to be really, really happy no matter who you get. And Cade Cunningham would be the most helpful piece for Orlando. I think he would be the most helpful piece for any team. I have him as a clear number one in this class. But for the Magic, I think as long as you remain sort of in the bottom two standing-wise, if you can fall below a Detroit or a Minnesota maybe in the standings before the end of the season, then, you know, you have a virtual guarantee of getting one of those five guys, even if they don't get Cade. But I think they will be one of the teams that is very clearly fading for Cade down the stretch of the season.
All right, and also an interesting storyline as a part of the trade deadline, Nick, was Kyle Lowry. I mean, one of the most respected players in the league and definitely well-respected in Toronto playing for the Raptors. Why didn't in your opinion, why wasn't Kyle Lowry dealt by the Raptors?
Honestly, I think the reason that the Raptors held on to Lowry is because they weren't particularly desperate to get rid of him. I mean, I think ultimately, you know, Lowry is the best player, most favorite Raptor in franchise history. You know, he won a ring with them. He's clearly still a great player, even though he's 35 and maybe not sort of on the timeline of future top-tier Toronto teams, but ultimately, if you're a Masai Ujiri sort of looking out at the landscape, if you're not getting a great deal for Kyle Lowry from a Philly or a Miami, where two of the teams that were sort of high up in the rumor list for Kyle Lowry, you know, if you don't get a great deal, then I don't think it's worth it to move on from Lowry. But I will say that Toronto shipped out a couple of players for second-round picks. They sent Matt Thomas to the Utah Jazz. They sent Terrence Davis to the Sacramento Kings. And them sort of shedding roster spots seemed like a pretty clear signal that they were actually going to move Kyle Lowry. So it was a bit shocking when they made those moves and then ultimately didn't end up trading Lowry. But I think the reason why Toronto held on to him is because they just weren't getting – I'm guessing anyway that it was because they weren't getting the kinds of offers that they were hoping for.
It would have made no sense none whatsoever to get rid of Kyle Lowry. I mean, he adds, he's, like you said, he's the most beloved player in the organization, and he adds such an element to that squad. I mean, you know, him along with Fred Van Vliet and Pascal Siakam, I think he adds so much to that team. I think if they would have gotten rid of him at the deadline, it would have not been good for Toronto. But I'm so glad that, like you said, Masai Ujiri, they decided to keep him. They didn't get anything for him or a deal that wasn't pleasing to Toronto. So that's the deal on the NBA trade deadline. Always exciting and always filled with lots of great stuff and definitely keeping you on the edge of your seat. All right, Nick, let's get now to one of the premier players in history, LeBron James. Recently, he suffered a devastating injury, a high ankle sprain. The status right now is that he's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Have you heard anything else about LeBron and a timetable, a possible timetable for him to return?
Yeah, so what I had heard was that the timeline was 4 to 6 weeks from the time of the initial injury, which was last week. So, in other words, 3 to 5 weeks from today, which obviously it's devastating to any team when you lose LeBron James, who's one of the best players in the history of basketball. But, you know, the other thing I think that plays a factor here is that their second best player, Anthony Davis, is still out for another couple of weeks. So it's not just that they're missing out on LeBron, it's that they were already playing short in terms of star power. But with the Lakers, they, I think, will still be a very solid defensive team. They've been the number one defense in the NBA by a pretty significant margin for most of the season. Granted, a lot of that is because of LeBron and because of Anthony Davis, but I think they still have enough pieces that they can make the defense work on that end. The question is just going to be how this team scores until LeBron gets back. And if Anthony Davis comes back in another week or so, he was scheduled to be out 2 weeks as of a couple of weeks ago, so he's likely to be reevaluated soon. If Davis comes back shortly, I don't think the Lakers will fall all that far down in the standings. But if Anthony Davis continues to stay out and LeBron misses another 3 to 5 weeks, then I think we have to think about the possibility that the Lakers might end up in one of the play-in games, which would be really fascinating for a whole lot of different reasons.
It would be fascinating. Let's stay with LeBron and AD for a moment. We know how extremely valuable both of these players are, not just to the franchise, but just to the NBA as a whole. Nick, I want to ask you, the Lakers right now are still in prime position to possibly become the number one seed or maybe be a high seed as far as number two or number three. If you are in Lakers management, do you allow both of your stars to stay out a little bit longer and just get them ready for the playoffs, or do you bring them back in terms of that work along that timetable for them to return?
So I think if I were in Lakers management, it would really depend on the next reevaluation for Anthony Davis, because again, I think the defense will be fine either way, but I think they're going to seriously struggle on offense if they miss both of those guys for a significant period of time. And they're currently fourth in the West, and Denver's only a game back from them right now, as is Portland. So, you know, I think that the Lakers could be totally fine with sliding down to the sixth seed, because then they're still avoiding the play-in. But if it's, say, a week from now and both of those guys are still out and the Lakers are 0-3 since LeBron went down, if they continue to lose games, you know, if they lose to Cleveland tonight and, you know, lose a couple games early next week, then I think they really should try and bring at least Anthony Davis back. LeBron, I would just wait until I'm 100% certain that he's 100% healthy, both because, you know, he's obviously a lot older than Anthony Davis, but also because I think the Lakers will be fine with one of those guys, but if they're without both of them for a significant period of time, I think that's where you start getting worried.
Yeah, man, the West is so talented and so full of great stars on that roster. Currently, as this interview is airing, Utah remains number one, and then the Clippers are number two. The Lakers are currently third at the moment, and then, of course, like you said, Denver and Portland are not that far behind, so the West is always a dogfight. And speaking, we go from one of the greatest of all time to a future superstar in the making, LaMelo Ball, clearly a front runner to win the league's Rookie of the Year. He recently suffered a fractured bone in his right wrist. He recently had surgery. There were reports that were saying that he could miss the rest of the year. But now, Nick, it appears that they're saying that he may return possibly for the Charlotte playoff run. Kind of give me your thoughts. Give me any information that you've received in terms of the latest with LaMelo and his possible return.
So the latest I've heard is basically what you already said, which is that the initial diagnosis without surgery was that he'd miss the rest of the season. But after having surgery on that fractured rib, he will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So I think at that point, if you're Charlotte, you know, it's probably worth it to bring him back if the reevaluation goes well. But, I mean, if there's any doubt at all for LaMelo Ball coming back, I would definitely be on the cautious side if I were Charlotte. I mean, they have a few other good players to the point where I don't think they're going to fall out of the playoff mix entirely, especially since they're the fourth seed as of this recording. So if I'm Charlotte, I am just being as careful as I possibly can with LaMelo Ball's injury. But if that reevaluation looks good in 4 weeks, I mean, they're going to be a team that's a quick out in the playoffs if LaMelo isn't playing. But if LaMelo is playing, then I think Charlotte would be a really interesting and really scary first-round opponent for a lot of different teams. So, again, it's a tough decision just because LaMelo is so important already as a rookie. But the fact that he's sort of this budding superstar in the making would make me be extra, extra cautious if I were the Hornets, because really the timetable is going to be the future when you have a 19-year-old budding superstar, and risking that for sort of a late push at the playoffs in his rookie year, I just don't think would be worth it for them.
Yeah, it's a situation similar to last year with Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans, with him having the knee issues, and they have to be very careful how they handle that situation. It looks similar to that with what they're doing in Charlotte with LaMelo. I mean, the East is basically wide open. We know Philly, Milwaukee, and Brooklyn are currently the top three teams in the East, and then there's Charlotte and then the Knicks, man. They've been on the rise as well. Then Atlanta, Miami, and then Boston, and also you got Indiana and Chicago are not too far behind either. So definitely a lot happening in Charlotte, and definitely a lot happening in the association. Well, Nick, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody what you do as the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate this chance to get to talk some basketball. In terms of my stuff, so yes, the NBA Deep Dives podcast, which can be found on whatever podcast player you might be using. As of a couple weeks ago, I've started doing weekly draft deep dives on that feed with my co-host Tyler Metcalf, who is the draft expert for #basketball.com. So that's also where you can find most of my writing. I rank teams and do power ranking blurbs for the #basketball power rankings every week. And then you can also check out my work at Nets Republic, doing a decent number of game recaps so far this year, and maybe sort of a couple more in-depth articles coming there sometime in the next few weeks.
Awesome to hear. Just go more into detail, because you also write for #basketball, and as you mentioned earlier, Nets Republic. Just go more into detail about those two websites that you write for.
Sure. So Nets Republic is a Nets-focused website, as you might have guessed. We've got a lot of great writers there covering this incredible Brooklyn team, which, you know, it's been really interesting because I've been writing for Nets Republic and the site that spawned Nets Republic for quite a while now, and it's been incredibly fun to sort of track the Nets from bottom feeding team to really exciting young playoff team to this juggernaut that the Nets have today. And then in terms of writing for #basketball, it's mostly just about our weekly power rankings for the #basketball website. We have a lot of other talented writers who are writing about the 27 teams that I'm not covering. So, you know, great stable of talent at both websites, and I'm really happy to be writing for both places.
Awesome. Great to hear, my man. And before we let you go, Nick, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as NBA Deep Dives podcast, #basketball, Nets Republic, where they can find those entities on social media. And if you have any websites, you know, let them know that as well.
For sure. So my personal Twitter handle is NBA Johnson. So I will put pretty much all of my work up there. And then #basketball, you can find at HASHT basketball on Twitter. And they also do a ton of really great fantasy basketball stuff. So if you're into that, definitely check out hashtag basketball. And then Nets Republic is at Nets Republic on Twitter and Instagram.
You heard it from him. He is Nick Agar Johnson. He is a writer for hashtag basketball and Nets Republic, and he's also the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. Check him out on the various social media platforms for podcasts and also for great articles as well. Nick Agar Johnson. Nick, thank you so much for being on the program, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, and definitely would love to maybe come back on at some point in the future.
You got that, my man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
In the painted area. Played just amazing basketball in the bubble during the playoffs. One of the key components to the Lakers winning a title. LeBron, ooh, down he goes, and he grabs his ankle. LeBron with his right ankle, and he's hurting.
Looks like he got it rolled up on or something.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. And your steel dealer has the tools to make it happen. By getting to know you and what you're trying to accomplish, they'll make sure you have the right tools to achieve your goals. From legendary gas to long-running battery tools, steel dealers have powerful equipment and advice you won't find anywhere else. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents. You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019. An interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home. You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back in my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo. Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could say big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Lay, detector test.
Indeed. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled by Mushu Pork Pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support. The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui. And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Nya, nya, nya. Bah. Mmm, bah. Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
I just got
to
finish my warm-ups. foul, throw in the towel. History.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bodega, 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 alpha and omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Lay, detector test.
Indeed. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled by Mushu Pork Pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 2.5 Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun. Which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Nick Agar Johnson, the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. All right, before we end the program, let's get you caught up on the most important games coming up in this week in the NBA. Let's start off with a good one between the New York Knicks and the Milwaukee Bucks. That's going to be an exciting one, man. The Knicks are really on a roll as of late, man. It's great to see the Knicks winning again. Julius Randle playing some great ball as of late, and the Knicks, they're playing really great. They're going to be heading to Milwaukee to take on Giannis, Chris Middleton, and the Milwaukee Bucks, also with their new addition to the team, P.J. Tucker. Also a big game to look forward to, the Dallas Mavericks going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. That should be an exciting matchup. And how about the Philadelphia 76ers and the Los Angeles Clippers? It may be a preview of this year's NBA Finals. Who knows, but stay tuned for that. Also, big games coming up this week. We've got the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Toronto Raptors, an interesting matchup. Norman Powell played several seasons with the Raptors, now playing with his new team, the Portland Trail Blazers. That's going to be interesting as he goes up against his former team. That should be an exciting game. Also, don't forget to look forward to, we got the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Clippers coming up this week. That should be an exciting game. Of course, the Miami Heat going up against the New York Knicks. never a dull moment in the continuation of that rivalry. And both teams are winning, currently winning right now. And especially with the Knicks winning, this could be the renewal of that intense rivalry that we've known from the Knicks and the Heat for so many years. That should be a fun one. Also, what should be a fun one this week is the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Denver Nuggets. Ben Simmons playing some great ball. Tobias Harris is playing some great ball as well. Joel Embiid, we don't know how long he'll be. He should be coming back soon, but they got to go to Denver and travel. That's one of the toughest places to play in the league. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and then with the addition of Aaron Gordon, that should be fun as well. Also, an important game to look out for this week is the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. Should be a fun one as well. Also, the Toronto Raptors going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Also, some big games coming up this week. The Nuggets and the Clippers, maybe a preview of the Western Conference Finals this year. Should be a fun one as well. It's always exciting when you get the Nuggets and the Clippers playing. A lot of athletic players on both teams, and definitely teams that play a pretty good amount of defense. So the Nuggets and Clippers, that's going to be an exciting game to watch. Also, the Dallas Mavericks going up against the New York Knicks. The futures of the NBA, you've got Luka Doncic, and also Kristaps Porzingis going up against his former team. And the Knicks, again, they've been red hot this year. They have a chance to make the playoffs and hold on to that playoff spot that they currently have out in the East. And also some big games we've got coming up. We've got the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Portland Trail Blazers. That's going to be a fun one to look out for as well. So, so many games, great games to look out for as we're knee-deep in the second half of the NBA season and making our way towards that playoff run. So that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. Again, a big special thank you to Nick Agar Johnson, host of the NBA Deep Dive podcast and a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. Until next week, everyone, so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650 only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
Nya, nya, nya. Bah. Bah. Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch, now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. Geico makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your Geico claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. Geico, great service without all the drama.